Cultural competence and evaluation is first an ethical obligation to purposefully provide valid, honest, accurate, and respectful answers to the questions asked. It's a commitment to fairness to all stakeholders, including participants, agencies, policymakers, and funders. It's important for participants to understand their rights by using approaches that are contextually appropriate. For example, if you're working with a population that has a low literacy level, then the consent forms provided before conducting the survey should be reflective of this literacy level. Another example is for cultures with strong oral traditions, we may consider finding ways to acquire verbal consents that fit with their traditions. It is also extremely important to communicate findings to stakeholders in ways that they would expect and are comfortable with. So using community forums might be preferable than simply writing a report that might get filed away. We must also consider that it's possible there will be unintended consequences of our evaluations, and we need to be respectful of that. So we may want to disguise the names and circumstances of those persons who give us information, so they do not get into trouble with their families, communities, or even the agencies they work for.